You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney.
And I'm Hannah Baba. We're back now to explore this idea of legislating healthy behavior a bit further. The soda wars are underway on the West Coast and in the East. And to get us back in the groove, here's New Yorker John Stewart and his thoughts on Mayor Bloomberg's ban.
Wow. Wow. Wow, Mayor Bloomberg. Wow. I love this idea you have of banning sodas larger than 16 ounces. It combines the draconian government overreach people love with the probable lack of results they expect. What are you doing? We already let you make up a third term as mayor. Put cameras on every intersection, and for some reason, picnic tables in the middle of 7th Avenue? What the f*** is that? This is all we have left. This is all we have.
While Mayor Bloomberg is being clowned by comedians for how he's trying to change New York, we'll turn our attention back to the Bay Area, where the history of liberal politics goes right up to right now. Rules here cover topics from food to fun to technology.
In fact, last summer, San Francisco Supervisor John Avalos wrote legislation requiring cell phone retailers to provide information regarding the radiation they emit for consumers to keep them safe. Well, it passed unanimously in the city, but just a few days ago, on Monday, that law was rejected by a federal appeals court.
Still, Supervisor Avalos has strong feelings about so-called nanny politics. I spoke with him last fall, just before he came in second in the mayor's race. As one of the top progressives in San Francisco, his voice carries pretty far. Here's what he had to say about making laws to protect the public health.
Well, there are interests who are opposed to changes and regulations, and would like the telecommunications industry would like you to think that your cell phones are never going to have any detrimental effect to your health. And even if there is evidence of that, they'll probably try to suppress it. And so when you try and have legislation that might impinge on what they feel are their rights, they're going to start calling it names. And so that's the frame they want us all to be in, is that if you were going to require regulations that could help protect people's public health, they're going to say that you are overbearing and you're acting like a Phoebe Figalilly from Nanny the Professor.
So you think that legislating for the public good and the public health, for example, is valid and important?
When we see, I have on Ocean Avenue, we have a McDonald's. It sells every moment of the day. You'll see about 20 cars passing through there. It is on Ocean Avenue. It takes up a whole city block. Part of that is just a parking lot, and people are getting fast food there from McDonald's.
Right across from City College.
Right across from City College. Is that a good use of land in San Francisco? I don't think that's a really good use of land. We have a housing issue. We have, how many jobs there are at McDonald's? 20 to 30 jobs.
Probably pretty low paying.
Pretty low paying jobs. Is that a huge public benefit? I would say no. Is that a huge resource that's being underutilized? Yes. There are ways that business is set up that is not really beneficial to the general public. And I think looking at how we can create structures to help businesses improve what their record is and the benefits they provide is what government should be looking at.
That's San Francisco Supervisor John Avalos.
We heard him mention McDonald's, which brings to mind another bout of controversial public health legislation in the city.
Yeah, remember when Supervisor Eric Marr tried to take the Happy out of the Happy Meal?
Yeah, here's the backstory. Supervisor Marr has long been a crusader for healthier living, and a couple of years ago, he took his concerns to City Hall. He proposed a measure to make San Francisco the first big city in the country to ban restaurants from giving away a free toy with meals that contain too much fat and too many calories.
And it passed. And people around the country were like, what? They'd actually told McDonald's that its iconic Happy Meal was not welcome anymore in their city. People were dumbfounded.
Including people at The Daily Show. Here's Supervisor Marr being interviewed by reporter Asif Mandvi.
McDonald's or Burger King use toys to lure kids, but the toys are attached to meals that are largely too sugary, fatty, and high salt content that it is very bad for them.
Yeah, we know that. So what you're basically telling us is, guess what? McDonald's food is
Yes.
Duh.
If there was no toy, the kids wouldn't eat the meal.
No, of course they wouldn't. As our hidden camera, shot from the perspective of a 6-year-old, shows, there's nothing appealing in McDonald's except the milkshake and the fries and the sundaes and the McNuggets. Did you get it? So you've literally created a nanny state. To get your toy, you're going to have to eat your fruit and vegetables.
No, we're saying that we want healthier options in fast food companies in San Francisco's if they want to attach a toy to it.
Right, but you... That's what I just said. You just said the same thing I just said. Of course, in San Francisco, you're always going to get your counterculture radicals complaining about corporate hegemony, like Mayor Gavin Newsom.
It's a bad idea. We're getting into private business decisions. It is not the role for government to decide what's in the best interest of kids. It's the role of parents to decide.
Mayor Newsom ultimately didn't have all that much to say on the matter.
But McDonald's sure did. And they figured out a way to get around that ban. They started charging 10 cents a toy for each Happy Meal, which is a pretty small price for consumers to pay. But then McDonald's donated all that money to the Ronald McDonald House.
Ah, so the corporation saved face.
Yeah, and at the same time, they put egg on Supervisor Mars.
Well, it's hard to know where to draw the line when it comes to legislating public health, when you're going to ostracize the public, when you're going to get sued.
Or when you're going to get ridiculed.
But that's part of the job. So we asked another prominent elected official from the Bay Area for his thoughts on the topic, State Senator Leland Yee, who represents San Francisco. Here's what he had to say about it.
Well, you know, we would all like to believe and want to have a society where nobody tells us what to do, or that nobody restricts our behavior and what have you. But I think that, you know, I'm one of those old-fashioned kind of progressive liberal, that government is there to try to be of help to people. And so when you do have, you know, young individuals who are in their formative years, you ought to be able to have certain laws that can kind of help them grow in a productive way. And so with the Happy Meal, for example, you know, I know Eric Marr, who was a supervisor, who was the author, got a lot of negative press. But I think that the thing that we've got to remember is that we do have an obesity problem. And we would like our parents to be able to control what our kids eat. And for those parents who can do that, you will not need the Eric Marr law. Because the parents can, in fact, dictate to the kids what is it that they ought to be eating and come to some understanding. There are going to be some other parents who can't do that. And so we in society have to ask the question, what do we do about those kids? Do we allow them to have a unhealthy lifestyle so that they can further hurt themselves? Or do we provide them with some kind of assistance? And I think that that's where the Eric Marr bill comes in, that it really provides an assistance to parents to say to them that your kids ought not to be eating these things because of the unnutritious attitude and values within that particular food. And as a result, if we can prevent that from happening, that's a good thing. The irony of irony is that the industry, the food industry, were clamoring against this particular bill, but then yet they also now have seen the errors of their way, and they have modified their selection for children. And so, because I think all of us understand that we've got an obesity problem, and we've got to handle it. And anything and everything that we can do to try to help kids be a lot more healthy, I think it's a good thing.